This is JIS News. Coming up, major water supply project for Westmorland. Winter tourist season set to exceed expectations, and 97% of public sector unions accept government wage offer. The news in detail after this message.
Imagine a rugged landscape, lush forests, springs and cascading waterfalls, evidence of the pristine surroundings of the Blue and Jonquil Mountains, the location that centuries ago became the territory of the Windward Maroons and national heroine Queen Nanny, which earned Jamaica its first World Heritage Property in July 2015.
Partner with us in safeguarding this distinctive heritage of Jamaica and the world. Contact Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust at 960-2848 or blueandjonquilmountains.org. Brought to you by the Ministry of Youth and Culture and UNESCO Cluster Office.
Now the news. Cabinet has approved the compulsory acquisition of unregistered parcels of land at three locations in Westmorland for a water supply project. The areas are Orange Hill, Revival, and part of Craigbannock. The acquisitions will be made at market value as determined by the Commissioner of Lands. Minister with Responsibility for Information, Senator Sandrea Faulkner, says the project being undertaken by the National Water Commission, the NWC, involves replacement and upgrading of supply mains on the distribution system to the Nomperel, Sheffield and Orange Hill service areas.
Once completed, this water service improvement project will result in the reduction of water loss, reduced maintenance and operational cost, as well as improved service to over 9,000 residential, commercial, and institutional customers.
Senator Faulkner was addressing a Jamaica House press briefing earlier this week. She says the law provides for the NWC to acquire any land for the purpose of performing its statutory functions. However, such acquisition must be in accordance with the Land Acquisition Act. Minister of Tourism and Entertainment Dr. Wickham McNeill is optimistic about the country's prospects for the 2015 to 2016 winter tourist season, which started on December 15. Speaking Thursday at a JIS think tank, Dr. McNeill said from all indications, Jamaica is set to record another successful season.
Our forward bookings are very positive. This winter, we expect to have over 60,000 more new seats coming into Jamaica. Another encouraging indicator is amongst the 60,000 seats that we have, over 50,000 of them are out of the United States. And this is a positive.
Additional flights are also expected from several other countries, including Canada and the United Kingdom. The tourism minister says the unprecedented level of upgrading and development within the tourism sector over the last 2 years is another plus for the 2015 to 2016 winter season. 2,500 new hotel rooms are under construction, and several properties have been upgraded in anticipation of the expected increase in visitor arrivals for the winter. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips is reporting that 97% of the trade unions and associations representing public sector workers have signed on to the government's wage agreement for the 2015 to 2017 contract period. Dr. Phillips says he's hopeful that the remaining negotiations will be completed within the first quarter of 2016.
Depends on the negotiation. We can't compel any group to sign. We have obligations. The longer it takes to arrive at an agreement, the longer it will take for us to pay the monies which we have set aside. We have a commitment to all the groups with whom we have signed. We cannot offer agreements more favorable in the basic terms than was offered to any of the groups who have signed.
Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips. And Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says government will continue to promote and facilitate investments in the lucrative medical tourism sector. Medical tourism or health tourism refers to the practice of traveling abroad in order to receive medical treatment. Speaking at a lecture on medical tourism at the Caribbean School for Medical Sciences in Kingston Thursday, Minister Hilton said a draft medical tourism policy paper has been completed. He says the document outlines recommendations on national standards, legislative changes and a marketing framework for the industry.
The government's intention is for this policy to be passed in early 2016, first quarter of 2016, thus giving the industry the support required to move to the next level.
Mr. Hilton says based on a 2014 index, Jamaica has been ranked second as the most attractive location for medical tourism. He says the country therefore stands to benefit tremendously from the industry. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.